This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An American icon has passed away.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Aretha Franklin, the American singer known to millions of fans around the world as the Queen of Soul, has died at the age of 76. Franklin passed away Thursday in her hometown of Detroit, where she'd been under hospice care after a long battle with cancer. Born March 25, 1942, in Memphis, Franklin was raised in Detroit. Her talent was recognized at a young age as she played piano and sang hymns at church services. She rocketed to national fame in 1967 with a series of hit singles, including Chain of Fools, A Natural Woman, and her most famous song, Respect, her first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Aretha Franklin eventually racked up more than 110 entries in Billboard's magazine's charts, the most by any woman in the magazine's history. In 1987, Franklin became the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2009, she sang at President Barack Obama's first inauguration, thrilling the crowd with a rendition of My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, passing away today in her hometown of Detroit at the age of 76. This is VOA News. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an education institution in the capital. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the latest attack on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. State Department spokesperson Heather Naert.
There are some factions, some elements of the Taliban that clearly are not on board with peace. Others do want to have peace negotiations and peace discussions. Those who don't support peace, I think we are seeing them act out at this time. And that does not dissuade us from our commitment to Afghanistan or our commitment to the overall Afghan-led, Afghan-owned peace process.
On Wednesday, at least 34 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on Mohood Academy in a Shiite-dominated part of town. The Afghan Taliban has denied any role in that attack, Islamic State having claimed responsibility. Arab media reports Egypt has been trying to negotiate a prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas amid a broader effort by the Trump administration to reach a global settlement among Israel, the Palestinians, and the Arab world. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas told a meeting of his Fatah group that he would oppose such a peace deal. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab media reported Israel began allowing trucks to deliver various goods into Gaza through the main Kerem Abu Salem border crossing after a visit Wednesday by Egypt's intelligence chief Abbas Kamel to negotiate a prisoner swap with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. Egyptian analyst Saeed Sadek tells VOA that Egypt has not given up on an inter-Palestinian agreement.
All these negotiations are concentrating on several issues. Reconciliation between Fatah and Hamas. Second topic is ceasefire. Third topic, exchange of prisoners' bodies and this issue. And fourth is the so-called deal of the century.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Hundreds of protesters took part in a march of mothers in Moscow on Wednesday evening, calling for young people detained for being part of an extremist group to be released on the grounds of their poor health. Protesters walked under umbrellas in pouring rain carrying soft toys, which they said represented the vulnerability of the prisoners. Joe Palca, VOA News.